in the court. Silence in the court. The court's in session. The court's in session. We're one justice short. We're one justice short. Let's give him a vote. Let's give Judge Garland a vote. We're a land of laws. They were passed down centuries ago. Don't take his vote. We need to give him an up or down vote. He's the final arbiter. We need to sit him on the highest court. He'll articulate our rights. Well, let's fight for an up or down vote. Let's give him a vote. Let's give Judge Garland a vote. Let's give him a vote. Let's give Judge Garland a vote. He's a passionate man. He'll defend First Amendment rights. He'll deliver true justice in a fair-minded, even-handed fight. Let's give him a chance, cause the court needs a rule of law. And he's a modest man, so give Judge Garland a chance. Let's give him a vote. Let's give Judge Garland a vote. Let's give him a vote. Let's give Judge Garland a vote.
Good morning. Everybody, please have a seat. Of the many powers and responsibilities that the Constitution vests in the presidency, few are more consequential than appointing a Supreme Court justice, particularly one to succeed Justice Scalia, one of the most influential jurists of our time. The men and women who sit on the Supreme Court are the final arbiters of American law. They safeguard our rights. They ensure that our system is one of laws and not men. They're charged with the essential task of applying principles put to paper more than two centuries ago to some of the most challenging questions of our time. So this is not a responsibility that I take lightly. It's a decision that requires me to set aside short-term expediency and narrow politics so as to maintain faith with our founders, perhaps more importantly with future generations. That's why over the past several weeks, I've done my best to set up a rigorous and comprehensive process. I've sought the advice of Republican and Democratic members of Congress. We've reached out to every member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, to constitutional scholars, to advocacy groups, to bar associations representing an array of interests and opinions from all across the spectrum. Today, after completing this exhaustive process, I've made my decision. I've selected a nominee who is widely recognized not only as one of America's sharpest legal minds, but someone who brings to his work a spirit of decency, modesty, integrity, even-handedness, and excellence. These qualities and his long commitment to public service have earned him the respect and admiration of leaders from both sides of the aisle. He will ultimately bring that same character to bear on the Supreme Court, an institution in which he is uniquely prepared to serve immediately. Today I am nominating Chief Judge Merrick Bryan Garland to join the Supreme Court.